everyone. This is Jocelyn, and welcome to this edition of Leap. Joining me today is Trevor Mickelson. So Trevor, actually, this is a round two. This is part two of a two-part series that we didn't actually plan yet, got partway through our conversation and realized there was going to be more. So Trevor, thank you so much for joining me for round two today.
Honored. Thank you.
Yeah. So what we really wanted to jump right into, and literally we're going to leap right into it, is some of the conversation as we started to dive deeper. We were talking a little bit about quantum timeline energy, and specifically really timeline shifting. So let's go ahead and get started, because I know your mind is going, so go.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite conversations to have. And a few years ago, I was connecting with this individual, and he just says, "Oh, Trevor, I know who you are." And I was like, "Okay, who am I?" And he goes, "You're one of those time lords, master manipulators. Like, you're here to unleash this information on the planet." And I went, "Oh, what?" kind of moment. And then I started going into it, and I realized, like, oh my gosh, what a connection between time and money, right? Because we hear it all the time. It's in front of our faces all the time. Money is time. Time is money. Money is time. And it's like, we hear it so many times, it's normalized. It's neutralized. It's like, yeah, whatever. Time is, oh, okay, we trade our time for money. Okay. That's where the conversation is. But really, when we're in this three-dimensional plane and we're talking about money, the reason why it's so important to be a good steward of our money is because that will help us be a better steward of our time. And then it will help us master and be a commander of time. Because we're going to places in the higher dimensional planes where time, what's time? It's this cyclical event that you get to move around these different lessons, and in this three-dimensional plane, it's linear. But the thing is this is a multiverse of multiverses. You got your multiverse, I got my multiverse, and we all have these different timelines. And then it just comes down to the question of, okay, well, wait, slow down, dude. What is a timeline?
Yeah, so, I was going to ask you. Start right there.
Yeah, let's start there. So imagine if you create a game. So let's just say chess. You know, back in the 80s, we had these little boop, 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 but right. And every single move in the chessboard has already been pre-programmed into the little computer or the game. Mm-hmm. So you got to think about this. Every single game that you played, all outcomes have already been pre-programmed. That's what we are in. Now, the question is, do you remember those choose your own adventure books?
Oh, I love them. Yes.
That is a timeline. Do you go to page 30? Do you go to page 45? So in this dimension of free will through the law of confusion, it is not up to God, spirit, universe, source in order to tell us which direction has gone. Everything has already been created. So we get to choose, well, do we go left or do we go right? Now, if we go left, that's going to be one direction timeline that will lead to its own options. Mm-hmm. If we go right, it will lead to its own options. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that just because you take a right, it will not ultimately lead to one of those paths where it connects to the left. It just might take you a longer route to get there in order to learn that lesson or achieve.
You're blowing my mind right now, because truly, when you said choose your own adventure, that is how I've always viewed life. Like, we don't necessarily have this predetermined path that we're about to travel. What I do believe is that we have experiences. There was a preset of what's meant to be yours will be yours, and whichever way it may show up in your world, may appear in your pathway, maybe the door that you chose to go right this time. And you hit that door, now you got to backtrack and go left, or whatever it may be. The direction in which you choose is your free will to choose. The universe then comes in and says, okay, yeah, you get to choose. Yeah, let me just let you know, I know, universe knows, like, these are the things that are meant for you. It's just a matter of the when.
Yeah, absolutely. And because we came here with these soul contracts saying, all right, Jocelyn, you're going to call me and we're going to connect in April of 2020 to like start this thing. And we're going to like come together and we're going to do this. And all these events led to that moment.
Yes.
But then we could have met a year before, or we could have met 2 years after. But in reality, what we're looking, it's just the connection that was supposed to happen. You and I were meant to connect.
Absolutely.
Everybody that is in that like, oh my gosh, where have you been all my life? I feel like I know you. Clue, right?
You already had.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a funny that likely had your souls met in previous lifetimes.
Yeah.
Well.
So we all come down to these collective soul families to help each other. But we have these checklists and we can get them all done like in our teens and 20s or before we're 5 years old. But most of us take a lot of time to go through these. So when we're looking at what is a timeline, it is that choose your own adventure. And when you get to the end of the story, now did you learn all your lessons? Nope. Okay. Reborn. You're coming back around. So the idea is to really connect with your ultimate timeline, your highest beneficial timeline to meet the most optimum mission level success. And the universe cheers for us regardless, though when we can like really nail it and tune into true north, that's when we feel ultimate purpose, that full of just, is we're that preferred timeline. We're singing with that fine thread of the universe that we wanted to go on. And if we divert, that's where the challenges come from. We're in a different timeline where we have challenge and opportunities to get back in. So what people are really craving for is how to find that timeline that doesn't suck. How to find that one that you feel most fulfilled, where you have the nectar of the gods, the ambrosia everywhere, just zooming down, because you can go off and zigzag and whatever, anywhere you want. Like there is nothing bad. There are no shame and judgment. Universe is like, okay, cool. Yeah. Lesson learned, growth, expansion. But Trevor, you came here for this and I'm going to do my best to help get you back here. So if you ain't there, if you're not on your timeline, you're going to meet resistance. You're going to have hard times. Your car's going to break down. Your kids are going to have problems. Braces are going to fall off, whatever. And it's encouraging you to surrender back to your ultimate timeline. Now the question is, how do you find it? Because when you
thank you, because that was exactly where I was going to go. How do you get to that point where you do find it? Because once you get to the understanding of surrender, it's one thing to understand it. It's a completely different thing to actually allow it.
Yeah, because it comes with ultimate chaos and destruction, and what you might interpret as this isn't the right way, but in reality, and this is the first thing that people must. It is not a variable. It is a constant. In order to get back on your ultimate timeline, your optimal timeline, everything has to be destroyed because it does not meet what it is. There's a lot of chaos going on right now. I wonder why. It's because we're not reaching ultimate, that optimum timeline. Everything needs to shed. The hard times, let it go. And this is the hardest. This right now is the most potentially most difficult time for a lot of people who might hear this. We're going to talk about a lot of triggering shit. We're going to talk about because it's triggering.
What's coming up for me is from our first conversation when, you know, I mean, you've had it happen to you. I've had it happen to me. Yours were, you know, your wife got ill and you had you fell into a financial stressful situation. You rebuilt and yet you fell into it again. Like that cycle happened because there were more lessons in there for you. Mm-hmm. So how then do you transition from that? Now what?
Inner child work. Mm. Listen, we always think about our future self, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we want to be our future self. Well, guess what? You are your future self to that little kid. And guess what that little kid's right needs right now? All right, seven-dimensional energy coming through. Whoa, this is like, okay. Whew, okay, hold it. Okay, this gets interesting. All right, so when flashing back as that pre-fractured and trauma child, that is your ultimate timeline. You came in perfect. You were perfection. You are still perfect. You may not do things perfectly, but you are perfection. So let's acknowledge that. Now that little girl, little boy who was born, they are true. Just like when babies scream, little kids scream, they're like, no. What they're saying is, you're getting me off of my optimal timeline.
Gain resistance. Yeah, you're causing resistance within what they're meant to be.
Yeah. So the first and foremost, it's truly connecting to your inner child works, your inner child. So doing a lot of regression and going back and healing. We could get into this for hours, but the basic is your inner child is guiding you. Now your future self, which is you now today, is the guardian. You're like, no, you're the defender. You're like, no, my inner child. Oh, no, you cannot take, because that little kid is stupid scared, like in the corner, crying, shaking, just, whoa, it's traumatized. Mm-hmm. So standing up for yourself and giving that inner child what it is, exactly what it needs from a non-judgmental place. And we can go back if we want to. We might find ourselves here or at the next one, talking about how to go back and do that and heal those memories and re-empower ourselves and bring that power back through to us through connecting with memory cables and stuff. But basically that your inner child, intuition, that's your inner child speaking out. Like, I just have this inner sense of go right. Why would I do that?
It's so interesting. So I'm going to say, you know, we are recording on Cinco de Mayo, and I know this will go out, this will come out next week. So literally what yesterday was May the 4th, right? May the 4th be with you. We're going, I'm going to pull in Star Wars reference because I think most of our audience is going to understand exactly what you're saying, but I'm going to take it into populace, right? We talk about the force and the good and the evil, the light and the dark. That is actually what we've been talking about all along. And gosh, George Lucas was put in front of us for 43 years. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yet there's still that eyes closed, don't really understand that that's actually real.
Yeah.
This is actually in existence. Is that when yes, as children, and you see, you have young children, I have a young child, we were born with these amazing gifts of being intuitive, being an empath, and really being dialed into the being within us, dropping into our heart. And yet we get systematized and we are told that that's not correct. And how could you possibly act in that way? Or you're not smart enough, or you're not pretty enough, and all these things, like all that stuff outside is saying, no, you're not good enough. Or I know that's a little outside of the norm of what is accepted as the norm. And we start to build our masks, and we start to build our armor around what everyone else is expecting us to be. Yeah, go ahead.
A false identity.
Yeah.
It's really, really what it is. And this is, when we talk about manifestation and law of attraction, it's really not that. It's really aligning with your timeline that already has those things in place. So when we're connecting with timeline shifting, let's just get into the house. Okay. Because I think that really what I want to leave people with is like, okay, this sounds great, Trevor. It's really far out there. Okay, the multiverse, but let's actually start talking about how, because when we think about our kids, they're in this, they're either joy or they're like, right? So you know when they're on or they're off. And so when they're on, just think about it. So if they're on and they're in their joy, key. That is a clue to you that you are on your optimal timeline or getting close to that. So when we talk about this quantum energy absorption, finding it, because it takes some energy to shift timelines. And what happens where I gather my chi and gather my, this quantum energy for timeline shifting, I find a way to be just stupid, silly. Oh my gosh, this is so awesome. Hanging out with my kids or going on a bike ride, climbing, just like, ah.
Well, you're raising your own vibration. You're raising your own ability to be that tuning fork.
Yeah, so when you're up there, this is, a lot of people don't know this, but it's like, well, how do you bottle that? How do you bottle that energy?
I don't think you bottle it.
No. You have to, and if you're really? Shifting timelines, yeah, you take that energy and you have awareness, and you are this vacuum that sucks it up into your sacral chakra. That's your energy storage spot.
Okay.
And you allow that to emanate and resonate and hold, because what will happen is we're going to go through some processes here.
Okay.
And so you and I, we're having a great conversation. Like, yeah. I'm like, I'm totally geeking
out. We're in. I can feel it. Even though 15 minutes ago, we're like, okay, wait, what are we going to talk about today? We're in. Go for it.
Yeah. So a few minutes ago, I almost started to cry, right? And I was like, seventh dimensional energy coming in. That is for me. So seventh dimensional higher planes, that's where the angelic realm begins. I mean, that's when you get past the gates of heaven, you're in it. And for me, I used to start crying on fifth dimensional energy when I would connect with it, and seventh dimensional energy now is when my eyes start telling me the truth, like you're seeing it. Mm-hmm. And so right there where you have this emotional state, it might come in where you're just like, you just start laughing. You're going to find this emotional state where you lose your shit. You're just like, oh, I don't even care. I haven't lasted this hard since I was like, whatever. You're there. Just be aware and go, I'm storing the optimal energy into my sacral chakra and just envelop this yellow light, just right? So you are taking in all of that energy. Now, you might want a timeline shift at that point, but no, you're in the moment, be there. Don't waste that moment. Don't waste it. Be there, just be in the now. So the time has passed, right? I'm here. I'm soaking this energy up because I'm aware of it, right? You and me, I'm just like stupid joyful, right? I got another appointment after this. So somewhere around 6:30, 7, like 8 o'clock probably. Kids are in bed. I'm doing some meditation. I'm alone. What am I going to do? You bet I'm going to be timeline shifting tonight. So what's going to happen is there is just like with the seventh dimensional energy, that is the point of creation. So what we're going to do is we are going to create a connection and resonate with the frequency of the optimum timeline that already exists in the infinite quantum. And it's not going to take an hour or 2 hours or 30 minutes or 10 minutes or 5 minutes. It's going to take 2 minutes. We're going to take 2 minutes, and we are going to, because this energy, quantum energy, is intense. Mm-hmm. The second that we get into and create these quantum vacuums, in that zero point energy is really what we're talking about here. We will be able to free this planet from all burdens of petrochemicals, everything's like that. And we, as this fusion energy in our hearts, we're going to use that same energy that is going to be stored in our sacral chakra, and we're going to jump. So what we're going to do before we make this leap, the question is where do we want to go? Mm. What do we want, like, where? Because if we're just like, I want a timeline shift in my optimal, what is that? So it's connecting to our inner child, and our inner child is scattered all throughout our body. It is muscle memory, if you will. Mm-hmm. It shifts from the gamma into the alpha, beta, delta, or theta positions in our muscles. That's why you might feel a tweak right here when the storm comes, because it's vibrating on a certain frequency. And it's like, that's where part of your inner child is that remembered a certain time when there was a storm and your parents were yelling. So some things about this, but basically what we're going to do is we are going to connect with our inner child as the guardian right now, the guardians of the universe. We are for our own inner child. And we're going to let it know that it is safe and it can come out and play. And what do kids like to do? They like to dream. They're dreamers. They're dreamers. So where do we, when we talk about dreaming, we talk about envisioning, right? And when we talk about visioning, visualization, we often talk about our third eye, right? Our chakra, right?
Absolutely. Because that is exactly where it comes from.
Right. But it's the weaker part of manifestation. So I'm going to blow the lid off of this.
Okay. Yeah, I'm curious about that because that's new philosophy.
So when we talk about the four levels, when we look about effort, energy, action is the most difficult. Mm-hmm. Our thoughts is less difficult. Our beliefs are less difficult. And then our identity is most easiest. Once we change our identity, our beliefs are built around our identity, our thoughts are built on our beliefs, and our actions are based on our thoughts. So what happens is our third eye is actually these two points right here. It's actions and thoughts. Because we're thinking, we can visualize it, but it's the weaker part of manifestation. What we're going to connect about is the epic strength. It's called our angel point chakra systems. So it's seven-dimensional energy coming through, flash of light. Thank you very much. Confirmation. I feel it. What will happen is so do yourself a favor. Close your eyes, and I want you to put your. We're gonna connect first. So I'm just gonna play. We're gonna play around with. We're gonna be creative. We're gonna see how this works. All right, Jocelyn. So. No pressure, no shoulds, woulds, have to. We're just going to test this out because this is the first go around. We're just going to make it easy and light and just kind of just see what happens. Let's just play around like a kid, right? Because that's what we're doing. And we're going to let our inner child know. We're going to have the intention that it is safe. We just let it know, like take a big, deep belly breath into low as you can go into Gaia. Ground yourself into every cell, every mitochondria, every DNA is going into every cell, every part of every mineral, vitamin, every source of this planet. And we are grounded. We are here. We're home. We are safe. And this is the play area that our inner child, our soul, our extension of God's source, spirit, love, the essence of eternal, unconditional, it is here. It is now. And we invite it to come out and play. And we have this desire to envision through our third eye. And this is allow, just like a projector, to project of that which is the highest benefit of our inner child to experience. It might be a feeling, it might be a thought, it might be a picture so clear you can taste it. Jocelyn, what's your vision? What is your inner child sharing with you? What is something where it just says, hey, this would be fun?
I see myself at 5 and I'm running barefoot in a dress in the grass. And I can smell the grass and I can smell that smell of the fresh cut grass. And then I transition very quickly with a projector. Seeing myself on the stage as an adult.
And it happened. Oh my God. Yes. That. Oh, I get it. It's so there. Yeah. So it's there. We're co-creating and this is magic. So I get really emotional when this happens and it's so truth. It's so true. So right there, we gave our inner child what it needs. It just wanted to run free. You can imagine it just wants to run free because you want to run free. We all do want to feel that grass. And what happens now is it's like, boom. If it would have been able to run free, that stage is yours now. Because that's what you're here to do, right? Serve the millions of people, right? So we have the vision. Now let's connect it with our angel point chakra system. So we're going to take that awareness and we can feel that buzzing. It might be in the front and between our eyebrows. It might be in the back of our head. We're going to shift it to the back of our head, just like that little pressure, little vibration, this sensation tingling. And we're going to take it in the back of our head and we're going to go down our spine. And we're going to go into the middle of our spine and create this line, the lower part of our shoulder blades, right there where it makes a cross. Right that point, right there. So right at the base of your shoulder blades, draw a a horizontal line right with your spine. Now that point right there, if it was untraumatized, if you are not a traumatized person very much or whatnot, that is the dark heart. That is the back entrance to creation. The only point of creation is nothingness. Okay, so we have our heart chakra that allows us to feel and be here and embrace this vibration of love. Our dark heart or black heart, the point of this Shiva energy of nothingness, is where we have ultimate creation. And our chakras come in from, just like we have wings as angels. So imagine yourself having this energy flowing in through, because in this plane, we receive with our left, we send with our right energy, but in the higher dimensional planes, it's a give and receive energy all the same. So it's this vibrating current that's going back and forth at the same time. And what's going to happen is it might be 2 inches away from your spine and your energy body. It might be 2 feet or 6 feet away from your body. And you're going to feel it. You're going to feel this vibration. And what's going to happen is you are going to light it up. I mean, light it up. Like so much intense, vibrating, immense, like, oh my gosh, is somebody back behind me just going up at that one point? Do you feel that point, Jocelyn?
I do. And you know what else that was happening for me? Is my third eye is throbbing.
Yeah. 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 Okay. So now what we're going to do is we're going to connect that angel point chakra system where we have that darkness, because at the leading edge of creation, there is nothing. So we're going to take that vision and we are going to bring it into that eternal darkness. And we are going to hold that vision. We're going to allow that space. We're going to start this timer. And you're going to stand, and I want you to talk through this. I want you to tell people what it is that you're feeling, what is it that you're thinking, what is it that you're wearing, what is it that you're doing. Start acting it out, just emotionally, physically, smell it, just breathe it in, and just feel it. Tell us about your experience, Jocelyn.
Yeah, so what I'm seeing myself as a young adult, maybe in my 20s. And I'm at this point, I'm in a grassy field. And the sun is illuminating everything around me. And I'm in a white, very flowy dress, barefoot, once again. And yet I feel such a lightness within my being. I'm grounded, yet I feel like I'm floating. And I don't have any scent. There's no scent. But this big vastness of grass and mountains in the distance, and the sun is warming the earth, yet not in a point of pure comfort and not singeing and not cool. Just that perfect temperature of comfort. And there's such gentleness about the whole space, ease and calm.
Now moving forward, move that reel forward. Move it forward 6 months, 8 months, 2 years, 10 years. Move the reel forward. Connect with something in the quote unquote future.
I'm like 20 years ahead in a pantsuit.
Smell, fear, just feel, touch, senses, just thoughts. How do you feel? Just
that I'm wearing heels and wearing a power heel, and that's what I feel. It's power and it's strength, and there's like this inner orb of energy coming through, maybe in my heart, no, below my heart. This is this white or if it's within my being, very dense in the middle, and that it, yet it emanates this flowing energy throughout my body. And there's something about where there's a very strong sort of a rigidity about my stance that nothing is going to knock me off of my being, where I, this is where I'm meant to be. And now there are sort of people flooding all around.
Yes.
I'm in the middle of it.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Hold that feeling, hold that feeling. And now what we're going to do is we're going to release the energy that has been stored in our sacral chakra, and we're going to balance the sacral and our third eye chakra, and we're going to allow it to enter into our heart chakra and allow the energy of what is versus what is not. And what we're going to do is open our eyes. Just done. Released. We've released it. And so what happens is we take 30 seconds, 45, 30 seconds is good. A minute is better. 2 minutes is optimal. And what we're going to do is we're going to take 2 minutes at a time, and we're just going to go through that again. Just what is it? Inner child, make it safe, you know, create this sacred space. That's really what we did, is we created the sacred safe space for our inner child to come out. We've been grounded, we're connected with Gaia and all aspects of ourselves and who we are, our DNA from the past, present, future. We are grounded, we are connected, we are in it. And then we have this, what vision do you prefer? Because we think that we're so smart.
We're in control. We're in control, let's just say that.
Yeah.
Consciously, yeah. Do believe that.
Yeah, we want to go to page. Yeah, we want to go to page 53, and your inner child's like, "No, go to page 13, please." Right. Mm-hmm. And so we allow that, and I love how you went back, because that's part of it. It's like she didn't feel safe to go forward.
Yeah.
She had to go back and like come out. It's safe.
You've got to bring her with you, or in your case, him with you. It's this proverbial, you have a hand behind you and your hand in front of you. Oh. And we are carrying ourselves for this whole lifetime. Yeah. And it's continuous. This is not, you know, it's me throughout my life. It's you throughout your life. And yes, we do it in a community sense outside of ourselves, but really it begins within.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it begins with ensuring that the inner being of who we are when we begin is comfortable, is confident, has been nourished for what he or she came into this world to do.
Yeah. Yeah. We are the future self, and we engage the future self.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we find ourselves locked in. Right there. 2 points. Makes a line. You're on the timeline. Now, by releasing it, what we do is we create this quantum gap. We close the gap. We close this timeline. Because we have the vision, but we take the energy from our sacral chakra and we create this quantum rush. And we have a big bang. And that energy is what is required in order to make this happen. Now, this, why I started clapping my hand, I said, let it go, just drop it. We often want to go, oh, let's take it off the mat. Let's go move it forward. No, surrender it.
You have to let it be, because now it has to become a new pathway.
Yeah.
And you have to, it's like I just planted, and so y'all saw this live, planted a new seed, planted a new line in my brain, in my head. And so that has to now saturate. So you do, it needs to be very succinct. Allow that to germinate for the time for the next.
Yeah. So we were over here, and now we just went, bink. And now what happens is and it may not be complete alignment. You might have gone from here to here.
Yeah.
And then do it again, and then do it again, and do it again, and do it again. Oh, you went too far. And then you get to come back. So if you would like to, and you're excited to, and you would love to, 5 times a day is good, 10 times a day is better, 20 times a day is optimal. You got to think about that. 20 times a day, 2 times a minute, it's 40 minutes of your life. So many individuals will sit on the mat for two hours trying to manifest everything they want in their life and obtain enlightenment. Like this is, I look for points of leverage, and this is it. Like this is for what has worked for me in my journey. And I hope, and that there's something even easier and more graceful that comes out, but this is the point where the destruction will happen. Cause you have connected with this divine creation energy. And in our limited point of perspective, if we're looking around and we go, I don't prefer this and I don't prefer that and I don't prefer this, but I really love that. What the universe is finally gonna do is it understands that message. So it goes, okay, cool. So what I'm hearing, Jocelyn, is that direction is where you wanna go, and you've been going over here. So everything that has been manifested in your life, in order to shift that, I just want to let you know, baby bird, we're going to need to destroy your car.
Yeah. It will remove.
Yeah.
Start, the more that you dive into this and the more that you trust and surrender, that's when it begins to remove the toxicity and the toxicity from your life. The items, the people, the ideals, the possibilities that we're really not going to nurture. Mm-hmm. The timeline in which you were meant to be on, the trajectory that is meant for you. And I think when you begin this process, and I mean, you and I you're a little further down this road than I am. It can almost be overwhelming and terrifying and sad. And which are all very low vibration energy, right? Because you're going from what the known was to being like, where the hell are all my friends? Where the hell is my family? Why is everything falling away? And it feels like destruction. And really, it's not. What it is creation. It's creation of space for something new. You know, like, you know, just in a concrete, I'm going to go concrete just because I think it's helpful for some, because we're talking at a pretty high level, but for our concrete.
There's a reason why we're galactically focused.
I got that. I mentioned it. For sure. But like a concrete example. So when I first moved out here and, you know, 6 months after my husband, you know, divorced and my husband moved out, I started doing something Airbnb out of my home. That was a way for me to have income coming in, right? It was a very like low vibration thing, but I was that's kind of where I was in life. And the moment that I released it, which felt scary because I was like, all right, I'm done. I had all these other energies coming through my house, and it was exhausting. And yes, it was providing something. It wasn't the thing that it needed to provide me. The moment that I released it, something new came in its place. Something that was more nourishing and allowing for me to continue growth. Only I'd held on to it for so long that I held my own self back, not quite understanding that.
Yeah, so talking about concrete.
Yeah.
Let's talk about stuff when people don't allow the surrender.
Yeah.
It's called deja vu.
But go on.
Wait, what did you say?
I said, i.e., what's happening in the world now.
Oh, yeah.
but go ahead.
So when we're talking about timelines here, how they connect are these moments of deja vu. So where it's like, wait a second, we've seen that before, because you got to think of it like almost like a film strip.
Yes.
So you have slide A, B, C, D, and where that intersects, because it may not happen this instant. It may go, okay, well, if we're going to align the timelines, it's going to take us maybe like 12, 24, maybe 2 weeks in order to align, because you got really far off course. So we need to like move some stuff here. And then all of a sudden what will happen is these two timelines will start to go, and you'll have that matrix moment where the the cat goes by again. You're just like, wait a second, that's deja vu. Confirmation. It's happening. It happened. You see something bad in your life happen, destroy. Yes, it happened. Now that's in the moving forward, that timeline alignment. Well, this is a great opportunity again to then go through the process and see where you are, to see if you're on that timeline. Because you go, like we did that with that back, and you moved it forward. If you go to the now and you see yourself exactly where you are, you're on your timeline. It's great. Yeah. But if you don't get on your timeline, so you're headed, you're like, okay, great. Universe is like, hey, we've set up everything. We've connected all the hows. We've got you on it. You have made this. You saw that deja vu. You're going through it. Things are destroying. You're like, confirmation, confirmation, confirmation. And then you forget.
Well, I think, go ahead.
You stop the process. You start putting resistance. You stop surrendering. You start your habits of your emotional hormone cascades of the literal addictions in your body who've not experienced fear, who've not experienced shame, who've not experienced guilt, who've not experienced lack, go, wait a second, I need to feel that.
Yeah, well, see, I see it as it shows up as this is easier to fall back into my routine, to fall back into the patterns, to fall back into the things that are known, right? Because you've experienced it, because, okay, I've been in this place where I'm like, all right, I'm good. I know what it's like to, you know, every Friday night to go out with my friends. And that may not be the best in serving you, but there's some like little piece of you that it feels good because of that muscle memory, right? Yet. And so that's like where we already go into our own undoing of all the progress that we need.
So when you do combine those or shift timelines in the preferred direction, you will feel this like, but when you don't, because you are literally, when you shift timelines, you are taking on a new identity. You if you're used to focusing on changing your thoughts, you better get ready to change your whole belief system that is based on a new identity that is in line with your optimum timeline. And if you are not prepared to play the part and play that role, and you are not being Jocelyn 1.0, like who you are, and you're over here like version 10, right? And it's trying to bring you back to who that was unfractured. If you're not being that, guess what? Deja vu again, and it will not feel good. You will feel this, oh. That's when you know. Deja vu, because you have to, because here comes it. Oh, hey, you weren't acting in accordance with who you told us.
That you want to be.
Universe. You told me, Jocelyn, this is who you wanted to be. Yeah. So we brought this timeline and you shifted and now you're like, boom. But you haven't been acting like that. So which tells us, as within, so without. So it tells me that you really want to be over there. So I'm going to take this other timeline and I'm going to come and I'm going to shift it. Boom. And you're going to feel this deja vu moment. And you're going to go, oh, because what's going to happen is you're going to feel this vump energy state. You're going to be high flying and all of a sudden, vump, vump.
Oh, yeah.
That's and so in those, term, those with, signs.
What's so interesting is that I'm in it right now. I'm in it now. I went through the last 6 months of my five, 6 months of my life just being in this really, really dark place where everything fell away, right? And I knew, because I have enough knowledge now. It's like, okay, that was because all of that wasn't serving the person. It's not on my timeline. It wasn't meant for me any longer. It gave me some fuel. It gave me some tools. It gave me some lessons. Okay, these are the more learnings. Now I'm kind of coming back to, this is the trajectory. This is the place that I'm going on. And I will say that I have one little distraction that's happening right now. I'm feeling it. Like I literally had this conversation before we started recording. Like I'm kind of going over here. I'm like, wait. Okay, come back. I know it. Now I got to take action on it because it's now the reframe again.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So to
summarize here.
As we wrap up our final thoughts, go ahead.
this is really here's the equation, because when it comes down to it, the main thing is first focus on finding your joy spot. That's it. Find it, be aware of it, have the intention to resonate with it's a quantum love frequency is really what this is. And you're going to store this quantum love frequency in your sacral chakra. We didn't get into this, but really what it does is it activates this dormant DNA. and what it does is it also, this knowingness when you store it also, that you're going to get to embrace the darkest fears that you have, that you fear right now, because you'll experience them later with ultimate love. And then you're going to really go through this quantum. It's a healing process. It's this release of trauma. That's the afterward. And you've got to know that going through this, because this is not for the faint of heart. Mm-hmm. So you create a sacred space. You ground yourself. You connect with your inner child. You invite it to play wherever it is. And then connect with it where it is, potentially where you are now, moving in the future. You project that in your third eye. You connect with that energy. Once you see it, you hear it, taste it, feel it, like you did the power heals. Love that. And then you connect your angel point chakra systems coming down. Envision yourself with 12 wings coming out the back. You are divinity right here. And this energy is coming in at that cross right at the base of your spine. You're going to light it up. You're going to connect that, your third eye and your dark heart, your chakra systems right in the back, your angel point chakra system. You're going to connect those two, and you're just going to let it play for 30 seconds is good. A minute is better. 2 minutes is optimal. And then what's going to happen is you're going to collapse that point, and you're going to create a big bang, literally that energy that created all of this. And you're going to release that quantum energy from your sacral chakra. And then you are going to release and let it go. And then get ready for the destruction, obviously, and people and stuff like that, and surrender and just go with the flow. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out, and you'll get better and better and better. But the more you do it, the easier it will be. And you will find things. You'll know when you're on your path. You'll know when you find that energy. You will have this knowingness that for me, it's obvious. I start to cry, and if you can do it with somebody else, you get to co-create.
And this is where I know, like, when my face is beaming and my cheeks hurt because I'm so, like, my energy is so in such joy.
It's so good.
And it's like, I have said this before, there are times where there's so much joy coming, like, inside of my being that I want to crack my chest open because my body itself is too much of a container. So identify for yourself, whatever that may be, and keep doing it. Mm-hmm. That's your compass. That's your northbound compass. Yeah. Just keep doing it. That's what's going to bring you all of the opportunities, all the things that are meant for
And that's where you come in. You help people find that joy spot. You help people do that. And that's exactly what you do.
I've created a platform in which I get to. And I have amazing individuals like yourself who get to come on and share and are part of this piece where we get to enlighten and wake people up. Yeah, it's pretty amazing thing.
Thank you so much, Jocelyn. This has been joyful.
Wonderful. Trevor, thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.